Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jen O'Connell is here too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She is the voice of wireless. She's a professional expert on all things wireless, your cell phone, your wireless phone, whatever you want to call it. She's the expert on that. She works with a lot of different organizations, helping them understand not only the phones but the industry and where the industry is going and where the good where are the good technologies and what are the ones that are going to make it into the future and which ones are going to fall out of favor. Which ones are going to be the VHS? Which ones are going to be the beta? I guess we should say. Her new book is called Cell Phone Decoder Ring, and she's here to talk to us about all that. Jen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. I really am glad to have you here because, as you know, when the average person, even those of us who are reasonably tech savvy, when we walk into a cell phone store, when we go looking for cell phones, the decision can be pretty intimidating, and you know the plan, which plan to buy. That those are pretty easy because you kind of know what your usage is, and you know what you can afford, and you know whether you need email or not, and all that kind of stuff. That part of it's not too much of a problem, but knowing which cell phone to get, that's really is a challenge, and it has been for me as well.
Yeah, because there's so many options out there, and I'm sure your listeners can appreciate when you walk into a retail store and you're just bombarded with all these choices, and there's no way to really kind of figure out how to narrow it down. But you really need to start with asking yourself a couple of questions first and foremost. So,
go ahead.
The first question is you need to make sure that you're with the right service provider, making sure that whoever you choose to work with is going to have service wherever you live, where you work, and where you hang out with your friends.
Don't most of them have footprints? Don't they show regional and national footprints, maybe even neighborhood footprints where they can show you where they have coverage?
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much all of the wireless carriers will have some detailed maps that will let you know where your coverage is. But nothing really beats, a personal referral. Ask your friends. You know, if they go to the same places where you go, ask them who they have service with and if they're happy with it.
You know, I actually have a friend who lives in a little condominium community, and believe it or not, their little, like, you know, 5 acres is almost in a little cell phone no man's land.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and in fact, we wound up looking at the, he asked us to help him with it, we wound up looking at the footprint that they show, their coverage footprint, and it literally shows a grayed out area for there's coverage and other coverage in this one little five acre, so to speak, area. You know, it's the weirdest thing, and that was important for him to decide which carrier to go with.
Absolutely.
So don't presume that your business or your home, if you make call, because in his case, for example, Jen, he wanted to stop having a landline. He wanted to just go with a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a problem for him.
Yeah, and even if it shows up as being orange or blue or something like that on a coverage map, you still need to try it out because, you know, I have a friend of mine who lives in downtown Atlanta, and that's where I'm based, and he must live in a hole or something because he doesn't have service at his house. And it's really because, you know, the way that the towers are positioned, there's a big tree in a building or something, it must block it, and he just can't get coverage with a certain service provider, and so he had to go with another.
Right, exactly. So you got to know that, and once you sign a contract with these people and buy their phones, you're kind of stuck, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, you do need to honor your contract, which is why it's really important to make sure that you know up front what you're going to get with service.
Right.
And as long as you've got service, the rest of it, you know, it's all based on your own choice.
So if I go, if I have one phone service and it works at my house,
yeah.
and then I go with another, completely go with another company and buy their phone, and then I find out after I get home that their particular tower doesn't cover where I am, like your friend or my friend, mm-hmm. am I stuck with that, or can I go back and talk to them about that?
Oh, there's usually a return rate, 15, 30 days.
Is that right? Yeah, usually something like that. Okay,
yeah.
So now I had a BlackBerry for a long time.
Okay.
And I liked it. But there were a few shortcomings that I didn't like about it, and it was a little bit thick, and I keep my cell phone in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't clip it on my belt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought a T-Mobile Dash. You know what that is?
Yeah, it's Windows Mobile product.
It's a great little small phone with the full QWERTY keyboard, and I thought, boy, this is like the answer to my prayers. It's a great phone. It is small, but the battery doesn't last very long, and it's not a great email phone.
So what kind of email are you trying to use? Are you trying to get your corporate email that might be behind
yep.
a firewall?
It's a corporate email, but it's not behind a firewall.
Okay. Because a lot of times that may be a restriction for some folks to determine which device they're going to get, because there's only a few select devices that are going to work with email behind a firewall. But you're saying,
I don't have a firewall. It's my business email, and I don't have a firewall for that. I mean, obviously, I have spam filters and things like that.
Sure.
But it just doesn't pick up my email on a regular basis. I guess what I'm getting at is I'm not trying to use to talk too much about my situation. My point is these are things that I didn't know before I bought the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also good because a lot of times there are you can try out the device. It's called a live bar. And what that means is you can make phone calls while you're in the store and see how the quality of the device is. And ask questions when you're there with the sales rep, because battery is really, really important. Don't get confused with the up to number.
Yeah.
Up to 8 hours. And that's usually like, you know, if you stand on your head and, you know, you wish on a falling star.
Right.
Ask them what the minimum or the average is in everyday normal usage, starting at. That's what you need to be looking for battery life, because it'll give you the baseline, and you always know you can go up from there. But, you know, average, I should say the minimum, is about 3 hours of talk time and about 5 days of standby time. Don't accept anything less than that.
The Dash has about 24 hours of standby time, max.
It's really
short, and that's a deficient thing. But it's very small, folks. It fits in my pocket. I like that part, but I don't like running out of battery. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more with General Connell about your cell phone, and also where's all this going? What are we going to have in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years? Stay with us. 20 after. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend, Jen O'Connell, the author of The Cell Phone Decoder Ring. Not The Secret Decoder Ring, because then it wouldn't be a book if it were secret, right? The Cell Phone Decoder Ring. And Jen, tell us where the book's available.
It's available on Amazon.com.
And how about your own website?
My website, you can go to cellphonedecoderring.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And, of course, as you know, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's the last one is our small business knowledge base, where you can get small business answers. Now, the other one, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is where you can go to find our show and a number of different ways you can listen to it. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, which we update every weekday. Lots and lots of stuff there. Both websites, no barrier to entry. If you get there, we'll let you in. Use them to your advantage. Okay, Jen, how do we make a decision about which cell phone? You know, a lot of people have the flip phones. They like those. I don't particularly care for the flip phones myself. I don't want to have to flip anything. I just want to push a button. Everybody's different,
yeah.
right?
Exactly. Well, and take a step back, because a lot of times people get what's called phone envy. I'm sure you can understand based on your experience with the Dash.
Right.
You might have had phone envy, but after you select the right service provider, you have to figure out exactly what it is that you want to do and what is important to you. Battery life, a strong, performing radio on the device. And when I say radio, I mean the phone. Mm-hmm. And do you want to watch TV? Do you want to listen to the Small Business Advocate streaming online? Do you want to get access to your email? You have to ask yourself these questions so that way you can find a device that supports what you want to do.
Is the iPhone the next generation, or is it just a variation of what we already have?
It is truly the next generation product that's coming out. And the reason why I say that is not based on features or functionality, because a lot of phones you can already listen to music on and surf the web. Mm-hmm. But the reason why it's so different is because of the software.
Yeah. And folks, if you don't know it, this is the new Apple phone that's going to be not only a phone, it's much more, isn't it?
Yes, it's your phone, it's your iPod, and it's the ability to surf the web all in one device. And you might be saying, well, yeah, so what? A lot of my phones can do this. Or I have a PDA. Actually, your Dash can do all of that stuff
mm-hmm.
as well.
That's right.
But it's so different because of the software, the way you interact with the menus. It's not the same experience as what you've had before. It's all based on graphics and the way you interact with it. It almost looks like it has inertia as you're scrolling through the various menus. But it does have one really cool, unique feature that no one has ever seen before. And when I heard about it, like, my jaw hit the floor. I was so enamored.
Is this when you got cell phone envy?
I totally have cell phone envy right now. there's a feature called visual voicemail. I don't know if you've heard of this or not, but you know how when you check voicemail and it's kind of like first come, first serve, and you listen
right.
to it in sequential order, and you're like, oh,
right.
come on already, I just want to get to the good one.
Uh-huh.
Well, this allows you to get to the good one first, and you can kind of jump around and listen to the ones you want in the order that you want.
Hmm. But the graphics of this thing, I saw a commercial the other day, and it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it does look really cool. But again, it's not for everybody. It's got kind of a hefty price tag.
It's about $600, I think.
Yeah, and it's based on memory. So $500 if you want 4 gig of memory, and $600 for 8 gig of memory.
Right.
And it also comes with a variety of rate plans that are attached specifically to this device as well.
Well, as I do with all technology, I'm going to wait until they work the bugs out of this one, because I promise you there will be some bugs when it hits the street and people start using it.
Yeah, I've launched over 100 phones for Singular, and, there's always something that, we would like to improve over time, and usually do. But I've got a lot of confidence that the folks that are working on this product, they've spent over 2 years building this product
mm-hmm.
and tuning it to the right network. So, they're gonna really make sure that it's a good quality product when it comes out. But you never know. I mean, there could always be improvements that can happen over time.
Do you still like the BlackBerry?
You know what? I really do, because there's four main reasons how to select a cell phone. There's price, for if you just want something that's low cost. There's features, and that's based on, what it is that you actually want to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's fashion, which it sounds like you, my friend, are kind of in the fashion category.
No, I'm not.
No.
I just want it to fit in my pocket.
Well, and that's part of fashion as well.
The fact that I have a pink phone doesn't give me away, does it?
Woo, baby. And then the fourth category is productivity. And that's actually the one that I fall into, because I travel a lot. And I want to make sure that I can get access to my email and I synchronize my Outlook to my phone. So between price, features, fashion, productivity, there's probably an area that kind of jumps out a little bit more for one versus another.
I like those four ways. Now, features and productivity are my two big drivers, but I do like to feel pretty sometimes. And so I do want my phone to look good too. So that's number three. Hey, Jim, give us that website again, please.
Sure, it's cellphonedecodering.com.
And that's also the name of the book, folks, The Cell Phone Decoder Ring. Jen, I enjoyed having you here. Will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We'd love to have you back because you got a lot more to teach us. Thanks for being here. Good job today. See you next
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Jen O'Connell, ladies and gentlemen. She is has a lot of good information. We'll get her back another day. Richard DeCaser's up right after this break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.